Beyond Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, let us just quickly go over. We have two taisvos to learn on the Gemara. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara. Meredes mimai avunama mitashmish amita. We had in the Mishnah that I meredes al baylo, so we're poiches from haksube shivadinrim b'shabbes according to the Tanakhame. And then we had the same halacha, v'chein ha-moyred al-ishtoi, meisifen al-ksuboso, shloi shedinrim b'shabbos. We add on to our ksube, three dinrim. So the Gemara is takashe meredes mimai. What is she a meredes? From what in yin? Is Rabun Oma mitash mishamita, Rabi Yaisi, Rabi Chanina Oma mimloche. Rabbi Yisrael Bechnina says she doesn't want to do the meloches that a isha is mechuyev lasa is labaylo. So the Gemara asks, Nan v'chein ha-meired al ishtai. The Mishnah speaks also a similar case that he is meired al ishtai. So v'chein would seem what she's doing to him, he's doing to her. Is bishlam alaman di oma mitashmish. If the merida is a merida of tashmish, l'chai is very good. So we're saying the aloche, if she doesn't want to be mishamish, v'chein, if he doesn't want to be mishamish, the aloche is each one is a merid to the shibudim that is mutal aleihem, and there's different knosses. El lamanda omar mi meloche, if we're speaking about meloche, me meshubed lo, is he meshubed to do malacha to her? That would say v'chein if he's mafki himself from the shibud malacha. So the Gemara says, "En ba'omer eini zon ve'eini mefarnes." So the Gemara says it is speaking about that he said eini zon ve'eini mefarnes. So we heard in Tosfos. Tumahalchim, the Rabbeinu Leo learned pshat, that it is speaking about a husband who has no nechosim, and halachically, he's mechuyiv to go to work, and he eflach ve'ezayim, he's mechuyiv to rent himself out as a poyel. So he's being moired from not wanting to go to work. So that's the same. It's the same just like she's mechuyev to do her malachas. He's mechuyev to rent himself out to be a poyel. So it's the same type of meride. That is how the Rabbeinu Leo learns pshat. The Rabbeinu Tam says he's not mechuyev to rent himself out as a poyel. We had mentioned the last time from the Shal Mishpat, because the Rabbeinu Tam holds that in the din of a person is not permitted to sell himself for an Eved, and Avdus is considered anything that he's mechuyev to do. The whole heter to sell oneself for an Eved is because he has a schus chazor, he's not obligated. The whole heter of a poil is because he has a schus chazor. He's not obligated to work. So there can never be an obligation on a person to rent himself out, because the minute there's an obligation, that already is falls into the issa of avodei hem le'avodim l'avodim. Now, the Gemara meant to say that the mutual agreement of Meloche is with Mezainis. So, Memele, so her Meride is that she's backing out on her obligation. She doesn't want to work. And his Meride is that he's backing out on his obligation. He doesn't want to give her Mezainis. So, Memele, so we understand pshat in the Mishnah that's the v'chein according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, that either he's not interested in working or he's not interested in giving her mezainis. So the Gemara asks, ואומר רב, האומר עיני זון ועיני מפרנס יויצי וייתן כסובה. If a husband is not interested in giving mizaynis, so he gives a get and pays a raksube. So there is no inyan of dragging out the issues and adding on knosses week after week, three dinrim a week. It's yoytzi v'yitin ksube. That's what Rav had said. So mamela, so what is pshat in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, "V'lav l'mluchi be'boy." So let's just see the "V'lav l'mluchi be'boy" Rashi. Shemo yachzer boy. That means we talk with him. That's what he said. But we talk with him. We speak with him. He might change his mind. B'seir zman shonen l'mlochim boy machzir an olav sheyachzer boy meisif an al ksubos. Now let us see the bottom tesis. V'omar Rav. Ha'imer eini zon ve'eini mefarnes, yoytzi v'yiten ksube. So the Gemara asks, so there's no case of a knas. He gives a get right away. Mishmuel the poligalei the Rav b'seif hamader. Now, the machlikis Rav Shmuel. Shmuel says over there, the comma, ad shekoifen oisoi lohoitzi, yichfu lozoi. Now, lochayres otoisvis is asking, according to Shmuel, is also a kasha. What's the inyan of a knas? According to Shmuel, if a person says such a statement, that he doesn't want to give mezainis, So you force them to give mezainis. You kaif him to give mezainis. So he's giving mezainis. So also we'll have the same kasha. Why did Moni ask according to Rav? According to Rav, that Rav holds, you give a get. Oh, if you give a get, so there's no mokim for knas. They're not married anymore. And according to Shmuel, so you force them to give mezainis. So if you force them to give mezainis, so she's getting mezainis. She's getting mezainis. There's also no mocking for a knas anymore. So why didn't the Gemara ask, according to Shmuel, how do we understand the Mishnah? So Tosfos answers, Le'motzi le'mifrech, l'didei osi shaper. Da'af al-pi she'koifen oisoi al-kolchei le'zainis. Taka, we force him to give mezainis. Mikol mocking me'sifen, pakel. He's going to give mezainis, and he's going to add on to the ksubit. Even the einai roitze lozoina ella yedei kviya. That means if the only way he's giving mezainis is only when you twist his arm, so memele the ein adam dor im nochosh bekvifa achas. That is not the ideal marriage that she's entitled to get. So memele, so that he's called a meired. She won't starve because of your merida, but you're still considered a meired. You're not cooperating, you're not fulfilling your obligation. So memele, you're a meired, but we'll make sure that you'll get to eat. Aval rab, shekoifen oisoi legar shamiyat, ma shayich teis. The most cash was according to Rab, it's finished, you give a get. So if you give a get, so there's no toisus anymore. So the Gemara answers, Imluchi bei, that al kaponim, there's a span of time till we come to the conclusion he should give a get, and in that span of time, he's moisif and the ksube. With the Shah Mishpat we had mentioned, when we learned the previous toisus, the Shah Mishpat wants to say, according to the Rabbeinu Leo, perhaps we could say a poshut teretz on Tosfos Kashe. Rabbeinu Leo had said that the Gemara asked, "What is the vechein?" That means her merida is she's not working. So what is the vechein? So the Gemara says he's not giving mezainis. He's also not working. He should work. So the Rabbeinu Leo made an akimte. That means it is speaking about a person who does not have any resources. So what do you do if you don't have resources? You have to work. And he's a moirit, he doesn't want to work. So that's the v'chein. So we made an akimta in the Mishnah according to the Rabbeinu Leo. We're speaking about a person without resources. And he doesn't want to work. So now let's go according to this pshat. So Taisha Akasha. Now according to Shmuel, what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, you force him to give mezainis. He doesn't want to give, you forced to give mezainis. So the Shah Mishpat says, the whole member of Shmuel only makes sense if he has resources. That means if he has resources, so you'll force him to you'll be gaiver from his nechosim that he should pay for her mezainis. He says, but according to the Rabbeinu Leo, we're speaking about, our Mishnah is speaking about a person who does not have resources. Now, if he doesn't have resources, the only way you could force him is force him to work. So he says, you can't force a yid to work because Aloch is poil yochel lachzor boy, that's for sure. A poil has a schus chazor. What does a schus chazor mean? That means that I can never be forced. Bezin can, no one can force me to work. In the middle of the day, I can be chayzer. There's no inyan that someone, if I want on my own initiative, according to Ben Elio, I should work. But to force me to work, there's no such thing as forcing, because a poyel yochel achzabai. So the Shah Mishpat says, according to Ben Elio, is poshet fa'emfot taisvis kashe. That means, according to Rabbi Nilio, we are speaking about he doesn't have any resources. So, lemaise, if he doesn't have any resources and he doesn't want to work, I feel according to Shmuel, you can't force him to work. You can't force a yid to work. So what is happening? So she's not getting mezainis. So it's poshet. So if a kert, he doesn't say, you give a get. If a kert, you can't force, and we're Bezdin is standing around with tight hands. We can't force him to work. Shmuel never said we force him to give a get, so she lives without mezainis. So it's very good, the Mishnah, according to Shmuel. So Al Kaponim, for every week that you continue your actions, Al Kaponim will counsel you that you'll have to give her 3 dinrim a week. The imtaima, fractisus lamandoma mitashmish namitikshe. If we learn that merida is mitashmish, now dal kochoch merid mitashmish namikoifin loitzi. That means, why was this only akasha and Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine? According to Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine, that the merida is not giving mezainis. The Gemara says, "Omar Rav Menis, when you found this, you eat tzivi, you think sube." And now, between you and me, Taisvus says, "And if he doesn't want to be mishamish, it's not you eat tzivi, you think sube." It's zicher. The auto loilam yisif walk subosa v'tisagin kol yomer. I mean, that's zicher. You cannot force an isha to remain with such a husband that's a meirid on his shibud of tashmish. This is a kasha according to Rav Huna also. And Lamais, we have to say this same teretz, v'lavlim luchi bay. Let us learn the Gemara further. Meisvei, achas liyaruse. Now we have here a machloikis, Rav Huna and Rav Yosi b'Rab Chanine. The machloikis is, what is her merida? Is Hamarida a Marida on Tashmish? Is Hamarida a Marida on Moloch? Now, Achas li Aruse and Nesue, Bafilo Nida the Baraisa says, all the cases that we write in Igeres Merit, Shai she's an Aruse and Nesue, Bafilo Nida, Bafilo Choylo, Bafilo Shemeres Yovam. So let us see the first parentheses. This is Taisvus Girsa. and Amud Beis. So the Gemara says like this, Bishleim Lamanda Oma Mimeloche. If we will say that the Merid is from Meloche, Shapir, so it's very good. So Anide, we'll see, there's also, she's Anide, she doesn't feel too well. Afal Pikein, Afal Pikein, the Haloche is, that she's mechuyev to work for him, and if she's not working for him, lemaise she's a meredes. Ela leman da oma mitashmish. But if we learn she's a meredes from tashmish, nide bas tashmishi, how can you call her a mered? Lemaise she's a lav bas tashmish sai v'sai. So the Gemara answers, Omaloch, eine deime misha yeshloi pas pesaloi, le misha einloi. No, that le mi als de iser nide, but he has a pas pesaloi. That means al pi derech ateve, she'll become toir and she'll become muta, but if she's a meired, some emele, there's no pas pesaloi anymore. So according to the first lotion, we had a problem to understand, if you learn it's a merida mitashmish, ikad amri. Others learn a different shot. Bishleim elamandi omar mitashmish. If you learn that it's a merida mitashmish, aina diktoni chayla. So we're saying, even though she is not feeling well, she's not up to par, afal pikein, she's still mishubid, the Tashmish. Elo lamanda oma mimeloche, but if we're speaking about it's a merida, she does not want to do the meloche, said Anishis Chayevis Labaila, is choile bas meloche. I mean, how could you say she's a merida? She's a choile. She's not feeling well. The physical work that is being demanded from her to do, she belongs in bed. She's not capable of doing all these things. Techenis mechabeses. I mean, it's and then Oisa Betzemer. This she's not feeling well. So the Gemara, because of this kasha, elamitashmish kol alma loy pligi dahavi meredes. And the Barais is speaking about that she's a meredes mitashmish. So that's the Rebusa. Afilo she's a choile, she's a lav bas meloche, but she's still a bas tashmish. Abeki pligi me meloche, but now the machloikis, Rav Hune, and Rav Yosi, Rav Chanine is there a inyan of a meiredes by meloche? Mar sova mi meloche loy havi meiredes? From meloche she's not a meiredes, mar sova mi meloche na mi avi meiredes. Meloch is also a meredes. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Achasli, kulon shoveis beteiris meret, vafilu shehi nido oi choilo vehi meredes. All of them, even though she has these cheschoines, she's still a meredes. Aruse, she doesn't want to make nisuin. Ochi garsine. So Rashi is goyres the second bishleim and is meichik the first one. Bishleim lamandi yoma mitash mishap lamandi yoma mish melocha chayle bas melochi. So Taisus, so Rashi yes the kasha bishleim lamandi yoma mitash mishap. That means, if you learn Tashmish, it's good. I ve'imi shum nide de labas Tashmishi. So Rashi says, I nidoimi mishesh le pas pesale kidul kamel. Alaman diyoma mishum meloche zachoy le bas meloche. That was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answered, Alami Tashmish de kula alme le pligi de havi meredes, vach masnise be meredes mitashmish. Fine. Now let us see Taisvis. El Mandi Oma Mitashmish. Now Taisvis was Geyus the first Bishleime. And the Gemara asks, Laman de Yoma mitashmish nida bas tashmishi. So that means the Gemara did not understand the Baraisa if it's, we're speaking about a merida mitashmish. But if it's speaking about a merida mimloche, so then we understand very well the Baraisa. Ve'im toima, Laman de Yoma mimloche, maya filu diktoni va filu nida. So Taisa says, if we're speaking about Meloche, so Afilu, she's a Nide, she also has a Din, Meiredes Legabi Meloche. Now, what's the Afilu? Why not? Mein Shmita Leitzach HaSinai, because she's a Nide, I would think she's not a Meiredes. V'yeshloima Dahave Revuse, Mishum Destam Nidois Chaylois Ktsas. That means, Bisman Nidusa, normally she doesn't feel too well. She's not up to par, so I would think, that you can't call her a Meiredes if she doesn't want to work. She wants to, take off a few days. I mean, Meiredes means that's a gewaltige Abla. You can't say she's a Meiredes. Kamash Mla, no. That's facts of life. Some days one feels better, some days one feels worse, but the melacha has to be done. And if she doesn't do it, she's a meiredes. That's teretz number one. Inami. Teretz number two. The eino bas melacha kemoi shal noshim. The Eino Meizeges Loi Hakois. So Taisva says a very interesting teretz, which is for me difficult to understand. Taisva is saying as follows. In the Mishnah it said, there are seven meloches that a woman is obligated to do for her husband. This seven melachas, what she has to do. Now, the Gemara was moisif on these melachas, another three melachas, which is letzairech chiba, matzas leyes amite, mezeges leyes akois. These are three malachas which a woman, and Tais Rishita is that she's mechuyev to do this also. As she says, it's only an eitzah toive. Tais holds this achiev, it's mutal on her to do these three malachas. Now, these three malachas, so it comes out, the obligations of a wife for what she has to do for her husband is divided into two sugim. There are seven melachas, what poshut she has to do, that the house should run. I mean, she has to wash the clothing, she has to cook, she has to bake, she has to grind the flour. I mean, that's an obligation of a wife to see that the house should function and run normally. Now, there's other three melachas, which a woman is also obligated to do. Now, the house will run without this. If she won't hand him the kais, or she won't straighten out his bed, it's not ekvelt. He'll be able to take the kais himself, and be able to make the bed himself also. If he'll be creased or rumpled, it's not ekvelt. The house will run. Now, but if our pikein, Chazal were obligated her to do this, that there should be chibe, that there should be aven and chibe in the house. She's also obligated to do these three melachas. So we have two suge melachas. Seven melachas are to make sure the house should function normally, and she should bring some money into the house also. That's why she's Aisa Bitzema. And then three melachas to ensure that, to enhance the chibah, there should be chibah in the house. Fine. Now, So Tosfos says, now, Anida, these three melachas of Chiba Anida can't do. Fine? That's understood. Okay, she can't do these melachas of Chiba. So Tosfos says, so I would think, since she can't do the whole set of 10, so Mamela, now she comes and tells her husband, listen, these 7 melachas I'm not doing. I'm not doing. She's a meredes, we're talking about. We're talking about she's a meredes. So Tosfos says, I would think, without the chiddush of the Braisa, I would think that she's not a meredes. Because since she's not doing the set, she's not doing all 10 melachas, so it's either everything or nothing. That means, listen, and if she'll do the 7, will the other 3 melachas be done? It won't be done. So, the side, not everything is being done. So she doesn't want to do the 7, it's also nishkefelach. It's some meredekahava mina, because, I mean, the Baraisa Taki says it's not true that if she doesn't want to do these 7, she's a meredes. That's the chiddush of the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, afilu he needed, that means even though she can't do all 10 melachas, but if she puts her foot down and says 7, which she could do, she doesn't want to do, she's a meredes. The Baraisa tells her she is a meredes. I mean, the halacha is very understandable. The Hava Mina that she should not be considered a Meredes is difficult to understand. I mean, Mehechi Teisi, these Malachas have a purpose that the house should function, the house should run. And so what kind of Hava Mina would there be? But since I can't do the other 3, which the purpose of doing them is for God, a different reason against them. Since I can't do these 3, I'm not obligated to do these 7. I'm not called a Meredes. Difficult to understand. Al Koponim, that's what Tosfos wants to say, that would be a Hava Mina. And the Baraisa says Nitasai. Zok the Gemara weiter. Gufe hameredes al bailo. Poichsin lo miksuboso shiva dinrim bishabes. That's what we hear in the Mishnah. Aisha Zameiredes, she doesn't fulfill her obligations, so each week that passes by with her rebelling, so we deduct 7 dinrim from Aksube. Abyudaima Shiva Trapikin. Rabbi Seinu Chosru Venimnu. Now, we have to understand the Teis HaRosh speaks it out bluntly. Now, this is a very drawn-out affair. That means we have to understand there's a very acute problem over here. That means if she wants to rebel and be defiant, good, we're chapping with her. You continue this. We're taking off 7 dinrim, taking off 7 dinrim a week. She hears that. But the Rosh says it's very possible that 4 to 5 years can pass by till you'll deduct the whole ksuba. I mean, it matters how big a ksuba was. Now, you have to understand, the husband has no interest of paying her a ksuba. Not only is she defiant and rebellious, I should give her a ksuba also. So it's a difficult situation. So if she wants to be a marshas, she has nothing to lose, and really she's choking him by the neck because he won't give her a get because he has to pay a ksuba. We'll see in Tosfos there's a svara, and no one will marry him because man they know that there's such a tzor in the house. That's his previous wife. So he's really stuck. It's a long, drawn-out affair. It could be. It's a battle of nerves. Could be Lamaisa. She'll give in. And she'll change her mind when she'll see each week her stocks are going down. Each week she might be convincing. But that was what the Tanoim of our Mishnah held. Rabbi Yisainu Chazru Venimno. They came to a different conclusion. You can't, this is too much of a drawn-out affair, too mild of a solution for such an action. Chazru Venimro. Now we're going to do something that we can give shock treatment. Shimachrizin Oleo Arba Shaboses Zu Achazu. We'll see that four Shaboses, every Shabbos, Bezin is going to be Machiz, and all the shuls in the city, all the Bote Midroshim, Plainis Pas Plaini is Amiredes. And that's Lifnei Am Ve'ido. V'sholchin lo Bezin, and then Bezin sends her a shliach and tells her, Hebe Yedas, Rebetzin, you should know, Shafilu ksuboseich meya mone, Hefilu yev a ksuba of 100 mone, Hifsadito. In 4 weeks, if you don't change quickly, that means this was a crash course. Either she gets the message or goodbye. You lost it. You're not, he's gonna get your husband after 4 weeks if you don't make you don't make an about face. You're gonna get a get without a ksube. Achas liyaruse, nesue, afilu nide, afilu chayla, afilu shemeres yom. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Chozru v'nimru, shle yishu oiso. They shouldn't hold on, they shouldn't wait, livchais ma'at, ma'at. This is a long, drawn-out process. Ele yafsidua kol ksubosa la'acha alba shaboshi shalan chos. We're going to do it quickly. After four shaboses, we're going to make four achoses. If she doesn't change by then, finish. You give her a get without a ksubit. We don't have to be metapul so much with her with silk gloves. Now the Gemara asks further, Omalei Rabchia ba Yosef Lishmuel Nide Bastash Mishi, Omalei Nedeime Mishi Eshloi Pas Besaloi Lemisha Einloi Pas Besaloi. Hi. Oma Romi Balchome, Eimach Rizen Oleo, Elo Bebote Knesias, Bebote Midroshes. That means that what the Rabbi Seinu Chozru Venimnu, and they said, Machrizen Abba Shaboses. Now the Loshen Machrizen, they're Machriz, they're Mefalsim. Where are they machiz? Are they machiz in the shvokim? Are they machiz? Where are they machiz? A machiz nala ella bebote kinesis bebote midrashes. No. Only in the shuls, the machiz. It's not in the streets, in the shuls. Omarove de kaname diktoni arba shabosais zu acha zu shmamino. Now, arba shabosais, now they picked out Shabbos. Now, so we're going to be machers in Shabbos. And the shuk, there's no one in the shuk Shabbos. So if they picked out Shabbos to be machers, so that means because everyone comes to shul, and there were machers in the shul that she's amiredes. Let's see what Rashi says. Deikenami diktoni alba shabosois. Yomim she'enom shel meloche, people are not working. Ba'hakol mitzuyin bebotei knesiyos ubebotei midroshes, and there in these mekoymes they were machas. Let us see Tosfos. Ein edoyme mi sheyesh loy pas besaloy. Ule'el digomar madir minide. The Gemara before. The Gemara before Beis Hillel learned out Maderas Ishtay Mitashmish, so you give him a week. Because just like Anide is Asura Labayla a week, So Memele, so Mader also till a week, she could be sable this. This is a prisha that she's accustomed to. So Lachaire, what is the similarity to Anida? Anida is a paspis alloy. Just like he said, Amayredes is not a paspis alloy. So Huadinamad is also not paspis alloy. So they say, no, Mishim Damada, but fei paspis alloy mi mayred. Shemayim tsa pesach le nidrai. It might find a pesach le nidrai. Teida, I'll prove it to you that a mother is a paspis alloy. De be mayred may sifin, avaloi be mother. So al kochoch, a mother is considered a paspis alloy. They kenami diktoni dalit shabosis. Teleka lemeimer shemachizin dalit shabosis b'chol yoim. Maybe dalit shabosis means 4 weeks. And every day of the week yomachis. So then it could be not the bottom midroshes. The bed yitoni b'tesefte b'pam achas b'shabes machizin. Once. So then mistovah shabbos does not mean a week. Some mean Shabbos. Yeah. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rami Bachome. Now, the Baal will learn the Gemara. According to Rashi, there's a machlokes and a few nekudas Rashi in Taisvis. The Baal will learn the Gemaras according to Rashi. Omar Rami Bachome. Pamayim shulchin lo mi bezni. That bezden sends to her 2 times. That achas koidem achoze, one before the achoze. The Taisa Rosh says, Toivu loidia koidem shiach limuha. That means it's going to be busy bizyonis. That means, if Ne'am ve'eda, everyone is going to know that she's a meredes, which is not such a complimentary fact. So before we're going to be maches, Bezdin sends a shliach to her to inform her that if you don't change now, you're into busy bizyonis. It'll be mamish. Everyone's going to know about it. And after the 4 achrozes, so now we just send a shliach now that tells her that, listen, if you don't change right now, you're going to get a get and lose your ksube. These are the 2 shlichasen that Bezdin sent to her. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisde, Haloche ke Rabbi Seinu. The Paskin like the Rabbi Seinu. That means, even though we have a Stam Mishneh, the Stam Mishneh said that we have a different way how to act with Amiredes, but the Rabbi Seinu held that the Anhoga should be different. Aloha ke Rabbi Seinu. Omar Rove, so Rove told Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisde, Hai Bulche, this is not right what you say. We have a Stam Mishneh that says, the Rabbi Seinu said they're entitled to opinion, but la loche to be soiser a Stam Mishneh because of this member of the Rabbi Seinu, that we don't do. Omalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, so Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok told Rove, my bulche say, what's so wrong about this? Ano amriso nele, I told it to him, that we paskin like the Rabbi Seinu, umishmei de gavra rabam risa nele. I told them over, and all them godel said, we pasken like the Rabbi Seinu, umoni Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. So, Mameli, Tainet, so, it's, I mean, this psak is not so wild. I mean, an Adam Godel said we should pasken like this. The Ihu Keman Sova, so who does Rava hold? Rava said with such a starkeit that, it's a buche, we pasken like the Mishneh. Ki hode itmam, Rove Omar Rav Sheshes, Aloche Nimlochem Bo. No, it's a slow process. You go and you show you and you speak with her and, we try to convince her. And in other words, like the Mishnah, that we're poiches each week, 7 dinrim. So the Makor of Rava was Rav Sheshes. It's Rav Sheshes that said that's the halacha. Rav Huna by Yudam Rav Sheshes halacha ainim lochem bo. Rav Huna said b'shem Rav Sheshes grad nita zoi that ainim lochem bo. Mustam he paskened also like the Rabbi Seinu. But al koponim Rava held that Rav Sheshes had paskened like the Mishnah. Now let us see Rashi. Buche dover sheinei hogem. V'iyu kemantsova. Rove da oma buche kemantsova. He held like oma rove mavsheshen. Im lochim bo mashines gito. Umachziren oleo. Shetachzer bo. We try to convince her. Besoich kach poichsin miksu bo. So shive dinrim b'shabes. That's this Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Hune bar Yehuda Omar Rav Sheshes. Yeah. Heichi domi meredes. Now, what is the case of a meredes? Omar Ameima. Da Omro be'inolei. I wonder, so the Poshe Pshat is, that's from that Sarashi learned, that we have a din ha-meredes that the Mishnah says that we don't give gittin right away, we stretch it out. Da omra ba'inolei, I want to remain married to him. U'mitza'onolei, and I want to be mitzayer him also. That means she's angry at him. He did something, he said something, who knows. So memele, so fakert, so if that's pshat, al kaponim, we hear one thing from her. We hear from her that she wants to remain married to him. But her hanhoge is she wants to be mitzayer him. She has reasons for it, whatever the reasons are. Now, so. But there, al kaponim, there's still hope that we can solve the marriage. If she in Yesod also wants to be married to him, no, the shaila is, how the marriage will progress. Will it be with each one taking the comma from the other, or, so if al kaponim, there is a, al kaponim, a rotzen, to remain married, so then we try this long drawn out process of deducting 7 dinrim a week, and we'll be mishtadol, we'll bring marriage counselors, and we'll do things to try to patch up the chesroinus and there'll be eventually a happy marriage. Avol omre mois olai. But what if she says this person is mois olai? Is loy kaifinam lo. Let's see what Rashi says. Heichi domi meredes de kaifen oiso de mashin gito upoichsing suboso de omre ba'inolai. She says, I want to remain married to him. Then there's an Indian to force her to change her attitude and actions with the Prisas Ksubos. Aval omra moisolai, lai hu, lai ksubose bin, I don't need him, I don't need his ksube, I'm finished with him. Lai kafinen lo laha shoiso. So that we don't force her that she should remain his wife. Now, because you have to understand, he's not going to give her a get. He's not interested in giving her a get because Kozmani has to give her a ksube. So, and we like a pina la la shaisa, a la nice and la get, the yaitza, but like ksube. That means this is, that does not seem probable that if she's signing Moisalai, I'm fed up with him, I don't want him, I don't want his ksube. So that means that, there's not too much hope that, any good will come out of this marriage. If it went so far that she can say such a statement, so it's finished. So they're not a pair. She doesn't want him. So now, Stamazai, so there's no, what's the inyan of waiting and waiting year? Well, we mentioned it could be a 5-year affair. What's the inyan? What are you gaining of this? He doesn't want to give her a get, to pay a ksubi. He also doesn't want. So fakert. So, and she said she doesn't want him. She doesn't want the ksubi finished. She's finished. So then you go and give her a get without a ksubi. That is what Ameima said. Mazutra oma kaifinelo. No, you can never know. Can never tell. Maybe the possibility, even though now it looks very bleak, it looks that there'll never be shalom bayis. She said such a statement, Moasalai. We have to try. We have to be mishtadol. You don't end the marriage so quickly. That is shitas mazutra. Zutra gemore. Hava uvde, kuza maise shahoyo. That she said, Moasalai. Va'achpa mazutra. Mazutra said, okay, Moasalai. We'll take off 7 dinrim a week, and there was schlepping sich, finally she changed her mind, and then things got better. The nofak minei rabchanina misure. What happened? They went back, and look who was born, rabchanina misure. No, so you see, shtel zachvor. I mean, that's what the Gemara is saying. Shtel zachvor, if you would be, do like what a Meima said. So the world would never have a Rab Chanina, we would never have Rab Chanina Misura from the Gedolei Amiroim. So Memele, that's the Raya. So the Gemara, Veloihi. Hosam Siyata Dishmayahab. So it's a very interesting Gemara. I didn't find someone should say a clear pshat. The Meiri says as follows. He says this maise, that after she said mois alai, bafal pikein, after drawing it out and with marriage consultations, etc., etc., she went back and there was a happy ending. This is a very muzar situation. That means statistically, this will rarely occur. So memela, we can't have such anhogis for because of the possibility that this might occur. You have to look roiv pomim what's going to happen. Roiv pomim, by just drawing it out, yoivetzal balchayim. I mean, you won't accomplish anything by you won't rectify or patch up the marriage in any way by seeing it eyes. So fakert, so the aloche is, fakert, if she said moisalai, give her a get, without a ksuba, guten tag, let each one look for a second zibuk. I think, I didn't see someone should say pshat, Osam siyata dishmaya. Ora means osam siyata dishmaya ave. That means that what Mazutra was successful, he was able to bring them back. That doesn't prove that's the anhoga. That's what Bezin has to do. Mazutra had siyata dishmaya. That was Mazutra. Mazutra was a great person. So Memele is Ratzon Yireh of Yase. He was mishtadel to bring back the marriage, and he was successful, and Taka came out. But since this is not a normal occurrence, we cannot paskin lahaloche that this should be done. So the we paskin like a meyimel, and moi salai is yoytzi b'yitin ksube. Look the Gemara weiter. Kalsay de Rav Zvid, the daughter-in-law of Rav Zvid, imrede. So Rashi says imrede va'amro moi salai. And the Rosh explains where Rashi said this. We'll see in a minute. She said, Moi Salai. So now, what should be the aloche? So the aloche is, we just learned, by Moi Salai, you don't draw it out. It's Yaitzi v'yitink sub, Yaitzi v'loik sub. Havetvise chad shire. But when she got married, she brought in Nichsei Tzoyin Balzel. That was a chelik of the Ksube, and the Nichsei Tzoyin Balzel is his. I mean, in his Mekabel Achayis, and when he gives her a get, it goes back to her. Now, so the Shaila is, this Nichsei Tzoyin Balzel that she was toughest, which was really, this was brought into that, I mean, this was really hers to begin with. Now that we say by Mos Olai, it's Yaitze Beloi Ksube, is that only Legabi the Chiyev Tashlum Ksube? Or Afilu on the Begodim that's Ba'en, that she brought into the house, we tell her Yaitze, you leave over everything, you go out without anything. That's the Shaila. Kalsei the Rav Zvid Imrede. Havetvise chatsheira, she was holding a beget that she brought in with Michsei Tzoyin Balzel. Now the shaila was, do we take this away from her, or does she keep it? So there was a din teire, Yosef, Ameima, Umarzutre, Veravashi, Yosef Rav Gamde Gabayu. And Rav Gamda was also sitting with them. He was watching how they're going to paskin the shaila. Yosvi v'komri, so they came to the conclusion, Mordo hivsido b'lo yiseo kayomin. That if she's Mordo, so she loses even the begodim that she brought in, and it's around, she also loses it. Yaitze b'loi ksube, this is the Nichsei Tzoyin Balzel, Zachelik of the ksube. Now this was brought in to be his, and he owes it later. This is Yaitze b'loi ksube. Hifside b'loi se kayamim zekrashi, v'afilu b'godeo sheichniso le bin dunioso, Vishamum olov biksuboso, that he's mechuyif to pay the value. Vadayin ablois kayomim, tafsidoisam, she loses that. Vizamiridike ha'ore, that the Maram Shif asks on this Gemara, the way we said before, Mazutre was one of these dayonim. Now, Mazutre said that by Mo'asolai,
There's no din. The Rosh explains Pshat and Rashi. Why did Rashi say that it's speaking about Umra Moi Solai? She said Moi Solai. Why did Rashi say that that's the case? Because Faker, the whole Shaila is, by Moi Solai, according to Ameima, she loses the Ksuba. It's not a long drawn out affair. It's, she loses the Ksuba. So now we're going to declare a Shaila, what falls into the category of Ksuba? That would be Yozer, Afilu de Nichsit Sem Bauzo, that's bad. That's the Dion of the Gemara. But if we'd be speaking about a Poshita Meiredes, that, so what are you talking about over here? We have here, come to me in 5 years. Each week we take off 7 dinrim. It would seem that that's where Rashi said Moi Solai. So fact the Marim Shif. So Obama Zutra holds that Moi Solai is also Kefin in law. That's Mazutra before. He holds there's no difference between Moi Solai and Meredes. That was Mazutra. Mazutra says that the same. That was the Maisa Mazutra Omar Kefin in law. And that was Abuvda, Va'achpe, Mazutra, Nachmer, Mazutra held not like Amein, but the mother's in Paschal like Mazutra. But Lochere Mazutra La Locha holds that, it's Kaifinon, so. The whole Shaila is very difficult to understand. So, I mean, what are you talking about that he keeps the Blois? Well, who's up to the Blois already? We're just, to seven, that's why Rashi said Moi Solai. That's what the Rosh says Pshat. I mean, the Rosh says this in Rashi. Rashi, the Gemara says Morde, and Rashi says Moi Solai because Rashi had this Kasha. So, Merdeka Ore from the Maram Shif. Okay. We'll see a Merdeka criticism. Omolu Rav Gamde. So Rav Gamde told them, Mishum the Rav Zvid Gavra Rabbe. Rav Zvid is a Gavra Rabbe, Machnefisulei. So you come from, you say, the Blois Kayomim, so you say it belongs to the husband, to Rav Zvid's son. You know why? Because, listen, it's Rav Zvid. So you come from. And we came with a taina. For Omar Rav Kahane, Mivi Boi Rove Veloi Poshet. Rav also had the Shaila. What's the din by Blois Akayomim? Rove had the Shaila, and he never was Poshet the Shaila. And all of a sudden, you're a little after Rove, and you're Poshet the Shaila. Mabshat is, listen, this is a unique case. This is Rav Zvid's son. I mean, we're speaking with royalty. So Rav Gamda criticized them. Ikedamri, others say the psak was different and the criticism was different. Yosri vekomri molda loihiv sida bloisel kayome. No, she keeps it. It's hers. She keeps it. Amalahu Rav Gamde, so that was the story, and Rav Gamde criticized them on this psak. Mishum de Rav Zvid Gavre Rabahu Afchisulei Ledine Elav. Oh, you big knackers. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mive boy, Mivsi de Bloy Serim Lav. Mishum de Rav Zvid Gavre Rabahu Bloy Ya'arer Al Dvoreinu Machmus Ambesonusoi. That means Rav Zvid is a lemele, no, whatever you do, Rav Zvid, I mean, whatever Bezdin Paskins, he won't say anything. But I'd like to see if you'd have a Pisazoya, a Richtike Chevreman for a Baldova over here, if you'd also Paskim it as a Breitkeit that it goes to her. You'd be very, you're very brave on Rav Zvid's plates. He's a nonov and a savlon, some a mele, you're very big. Ha'omar Rav Kahane, mivi boilo, rove, v'loi poshet. Some a mele, so now we have a grad to lishainis. We have two lishainis in the Gemara. What is the din? What did they paskin ba below iseho kayomes? Is the din that she keeps it, he takes it? What is the din? So the Gemara says, "Hashtu de lo itma lo yochi v'lo yochi." So the halach is tofso lo mafkina mino. So if she's a tofus, we won't take it away from her. Lo tofso lo yavina lo. But if she's not a tofus, if he's a tofus, lo yavina lo. Umashinen lo treiser yarchi shata agite. And now the Gemara says, psanupsak. We wait 12 months before we had different halachas. So shall if it's talking about Mosolai, if it's talking about Ameredes. But now we have a psanuzman, a machine lot, not a din of Shiva dinrim, the Shavua, not a din of Hachoz of Dalet Shuvis, a new Seder, a new approach. Machine lo trese yachi shata agite. We wait 12 months till we give her a get. O bahanach trese yachi shata, Lesla mezaini mibal. In these 12 months, we don't give her mezainis, but that's it. So it's not a crash course of achraza 4 weeks and, with busy bizyonis. It's not a long drawn out affair of 7 dinrim a week being deducted from a ksube. It's a psazoi a year without mezainis. And then, if nothing occurred in this year, letoiv, so then he gives her a get without a ksube. Zogt Rashi, umashine lo ulei tachzabo, treise yachi shato vesuloi. That's it. Now, this let's learn the last taisvis. The other two taisvis are not for tonight. Mishum de Rav Zvid, Taisin of Samach Tauda Medalo. Mishum de Rav Zvid gav Rabohu of Chisu Lidine Ilave. Now the second lotion was, they said that, Rav Gamde said on them, because since he's a big Savlon, so he said that she can keep it. Vim Taima. So, Fractoises, Rav Gamda, why are you criticizing them? You only said that Rava was Mesupik. That was your time. How can you paskin Rava was Mesupik? Aba kiven doloi poshit, but Rava was never poshit. As a moitzi mechaveri olavaraya. Vekiven de tofso loi mafkina mino. So what do you want? What do you want from them? Why are you chapping with them? It's a sofik. We can't even know of Rava's sofik. No, she was typhus some shiroi, but there was some shiroi by him. Now, so there were two psokim. The first lotion was that you take away from her, you give everything to him. Belishne kama kama mishum drazvid gaba rabba ach nefisulei mishum hachshire da haves tvise. That means she was holding a sheiro and because of the sheire you took it away from her. So he says, how do you do? Love was masupek. I can take it away from her because she wanna come for drazvid. The husband was holding these shiroi, and va'afal pikein, you said, give it to her. So because, so he criticized them, fakel. I said, the reason you were doing this is because Rav Zvid is a gavra rabbi and a savlan, we won't fight with your psak.